Good morning, 6:33 in the morning on Friday, March 9th, 2012. Another chilly, chilly morning. I put 20, but it feels more like 15 out here. It's really quite cold. Luckily, the wind's not blowing, because otherwise it would be probably dangerous, because it's a bit on the frosty side. Anyway, news. Doctor's appointment went very well. According to their scale, I've lost a bit of weight, but it's iffy because they changed scales. They have a new scale, and whenever you change scales, you're never sure if they measure the same range, the same weight, the same way. It's one of the realities of scales. Particularly the digital ones. I think that there's a lot of problem there. So either the old scale is off, which is not unlikely, and though the new scale is off, which is also not unlikely, and it's also not inconceivable that they were both off. Be that as it may, the doctor had very little to yell at me about other than my blood sugar level, which is too high. So I have to start getting quite serious about dropping 10, 15, 20, 20 pounds. I'm at 196 this morning. I need to be at 175. So it's going to take a bit of work. And I've got to do it. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I'm at the back gate, and here's what's happened. I password protected my phone, so that if I leave it laying around, it will lock, which means people can't get into it and do things to it if I should happen to lose it. The problem is that I set the timer to lock it at 2 minutes. And what happened was, 2 minutes into the recording, it stopped recording because it locked. So now I have a recording that's 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. I don't have time to redo it. So you're going to be kind of stuck with whatever is there in terms of the first 2 minutes. Basically, the doctor's appointment went well. I do need to lose about 20 pounds. My glucose is too high and weight has a direct bearing on it. I've stocked up on fruit and vegetables and will be doing some diet adjusting over the next couple of weeks. And I'm really looking forward to getting away to going to the seminar. I did drop ship my printer, and unfortunately the printer that I chose wasn't eligible for Prime after all. My wife did invite me. I did join Prime, but the problem is that it comes from a Kindle supply, an Amazon supplier, not from an Amazon warehouse, and therefore is not eligible for Prime shipping. In a nutshell, that was what I talked about. I'm going to change this so that it locks after, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes instead of 2. So at least I can get my recording in. I apologize for the short episode today, but my promise always has been that it is what it is. And for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.